The 28th of April, 2023. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. This man is my chosen instrument to bring my name before the pagans. Saul was still breathing threats to slaughter the Lord's disciples. He had gone to the high priest and asked for letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus that would authorize him to arrest and take to Jerusalem any followers of the way, men or women, that he could find. Suddenly, while he was traveling to Damascus, and just before he reached the city, there came a light from heaven all round him. He fell to the ground, and then he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. And the voice answered, "I am Jesus, and you are persecuting me. Get up now and go into the city, and you will be told what you have to do." The men traveling with Saul stood there speechless, for though they had heard the voice, they could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but even with his eyes wide open, he could see nothing at all. And they had to lead him into Damascus by the hand. For 3 days he was without his sight, and took neither food nor drink. A disciple called Ananias, who lived in Damascus, had a vision in which he heard the Lord say to him, "Ananias," when he replied, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said, "You must go to Straight Street and ask at the house of Judas for someone called Saul, who comes from Tarsus. At this moment he is praying, having had a vision of a man called Ananias coming in and laying hands on him to give him back his sight." When he heard that, Ananias said, "Lord, several people have told me about this man and all the harm he has been doing to your saints in Jerusalem. He has only come here because he holds a warrant from the chief priest to arrest everybody who invokes your name." The Lord replied, "You must go all the same, because this man is my chosen instrument to bring my name before pagans and pagan kings and before the people of Israel. I myself will show him how much he himself must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went. He entered the house and at once laid his hands on Saul and said, "Brother Saul, I have been sent by the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, so that you may recover your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, it was as though scales fell away from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. So he was baptized there and then, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. He began preaching in the synagogues, "Jesus is the Son of God." The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. We preach a crucified Christ, the power and wisdom of God. The language of the cross may be illogical to those who are not on the way to salvation, but those of us who are on the way see it as God's power to save. As Scripture says, "I shall destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing all the learning of the learned." Where are the philosophers now? Where are the scribes? Where are any of our thinkers today? Do you see now how God has shown up the foolishness of human wisdom? If it was God's wisdom that human wisdom should not know God, it was because God wanted to save those who have faith through the foolishness of the message that we preach. And so, while the Jews demand miracles, and the Greeks look for wisdom, here are we, preaching a crucified Christ. To the Jews, an obstacle that they cannot get over. To the pagans, madness. But to those who have been called, whether they are Jews or Greeks, a Christ who is the power and wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.